Lent, Week 4, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, Creator of us all, from whom we come, to whom we go, you look with pity on our hearts, the weakness of our wills you know. Forgive us all the wrong we do, and purify each sinful soul. What we have darkened, heal with light, and what we have destroyed, make whole. The fast by law and prophets taught, by you, O Christ, was sanctified. Bless all our penance, give us strength to share the cross on which you died. O God of mercy, hear our prayer, with Christ your Son, the Spirit blessed, transcendent Trinity in whom created things all come to rest. Let us enter God's house with rejoicing. Psalm 121. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house," and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord I will ask for your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us enter God's house with rejoicing. Sleepers, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Psalm 129. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchman for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Sleepers, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. God loved us so much that he was generous with his mercy. When we were dead through our sins, he brought us to life in Christ.
A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
God loved us so much that he was generous with his mercy. When we were dead through our sins, he brought us to life in Christ.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We urge this appeal on you. You have received the grace of God. Do not let it go for nothing. God's own words are, "In the hour of my favour I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance I came to your aid. The hour of favour has now come. Now, I say, has the day of deliverance dawned. In order that our services may not be brought into discredit, we avoid giving offence in anything. As God's servants, we try to recommend ourselves in all circumstances. Responsory: Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen, Christ, to the prayers of those who cry to you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. Intercessions. Let us proclaim the greatness of God and pray to him, for he cares for all. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. God of truth, grant every good gift to the College of Bishops, and preserve in the faith of the apostles the people you have entrusted to them. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. May all who share in the one bread of life be filled with your love. May they be united more closely in the body of your Son. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Help us to put aside our selfish ways. Let us put on Christ, the new man. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. May sinners share in the blessings of Christ's atonement. May they find repentance and forgiveness. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Let the dead praise your goodness in the peace of heaven. There we hope to glorify your name forever. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, in your surpassing wisdom, you reconcile man to yourself through your word. Grant that your Christian people may come with eager faith and ready will to celebrate the Easter festival. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.